Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayens, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Why don't you get a book and Mommy will read to you? Get your PJs on and then Daddy will read you a story before you go to sleep. Hey, let's turn off the TV and spend the evening reading some of the books we brought home from the library. Do these conversations sound like anything you've heard in your home? Do you wonder how often parents read to their children? And would you also like to know why it's important? Well, let's start with some important statistics from the Parents' Reports of the School Readiness of Young Children from the National Household Education Surveys Program of 2007. Parents were asked about the frequency with which they or other family members read to the child in the past week. 55% of the children were read to every day. 28% were read to three or more times in the past week. 13% were read to once or twice in the past week. And 3% were not read to at all in the past week. For the children who were read to in the past week, the mean daily reading time was about 21 minutes. And a lower percentage of children residing in poor households, about 40%, were read to every day compared with children residing in non-poor households at 60%. Among children who were read to in the past week, about 56% had parents or other family members who talked with them about the story and what happened when the book was done. And about 55% or had other family members who stopped reading to ask about what was in the picture. 31% had parents or other family members who stopped reading to point out letters, and 24% were asked to read at the same time. So now the big question. Is reading to your children that important? Dr. Olivia Saracho, professor from the Maryland Literacy Research Center, and Dr. Bernard Spodek, professor emeritus from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, recently reviewed early childhood development and literacy research. They highlight five reasons why parents should be reading to children. Number one is that reading together promotes language and literacy development. Number two is that reading to children increases their vocabulary acquisition. Number three, parents who read to their children improve their child's chances of success in school-based literacy programs. The fourth was children's reading achievement, vocabulary, and comprehension skills improve when their parents read to them. And fifth was children develop a positive awareness of the structure of stories, the language of stories, and the nature of reading behavior. We also know that reading together can be a time for bonding. Cuddling with your child while reading a story is one of those special parenting moments. And books can expose children to things around the world beyond their everyday experiences. Perhaps your time together with books will promote a love for reading that will last a lifetime. So join us this month as we blog about some of the benefits of reading to your children and explore other ways to work reading time into a busy family schedule. We'll introduce you to Family Storyteller, an early literacy program designed to increase the amount and quality of time parents and young children spend together in literacy activities. As always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.